Oh, that we were there. I think that kind of sums up this morning, doesn't it? Oh, that we were there. There at the manger, there seeing the Christ child, there hearing the angels with the shepherds. Oh, that we were there. Or maybe if we could just be in heaven, just have it all right now, be there at our Savior's side, joining with saints and angels in heaven. Oh, that we were there, where the struggles of life are over and there is no crying, no tears. God himself wipes away every tear, shares with us his eternal joy and light. Oh, that we were there. I know there's joy to be had in our lives here on earth, certainly. It's just that we think that either there at the manger or there in heaven, or maybe even sometimes in some of our roughest moments, maybe just over there with those people that look so happy, always seems to be someplace else, doesn't it? In other words, not in this world with all its heartache and fear. But I suppose that's kind of the real problem with Christmas, isn't it? It always seems to be for some other setting, for someone else. We just get to dream about the ideal Christmas, you know, the ones like I used to know, where treetops glisten and children listen to sleigh bells in the snow. No, the sad reality of it is that the Christmas we dream about always seems to be better than the one we actually experience. Perhaps that's why some of us have such a hard time at Christmas. We put so much into it to have just the right food and the right music and the right games and getting everybody gathered together around the table, and we hope that maybe this year it'll all just sort of come together, but we never quite seem to be able to pull it off the way we want. And so for many people, Christmas is kind of rather depressing because we never quite seem to get it the way just the way we want it. But it is my prayer for you today that you do have yourself a merry little Christmas. Certainly like your Yuletide to be bright and all your troubles to be out of sight. After all, merriness and brightness is definitely one of the joys of the season. But Christmas goes much deeper than that. Christmas, as you well know, is about the ultimate joy. A joy that's not for somebody else or for some other setting. It's Christmas joy for you, whoever you are and wherever you're at in life, right here, right now. And we learn about this Christmas joy from the shepherds. I think it's always kind of interesting, those shepherds, they play such a prominent role in our Christmas services. They seem to be such important people, but really, in the social order of their day, they definitely were not. I mean, it wasn't an easy job when you think about the long days, the constant vigilance, the lonely nights, but, I mean, quite frankly, nobody really envied them. No young boy grew up someday hoping to be a shepherd. And yet there they are, having this prominent role, this wonderful and amazing role that God gave them. These lowly shepherds were recipients of an honor that no king, no emperor received. They alone were given the angel's message, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." And if that wasn't enough, then he wanted to make sure that they actually went through and went to see the baby, and so he gave them that incentive. He gave them that, you almost call it a teaser, "You'll find the babe wrapped in cloths lying in a manger," which would have made the shepherds go, "What? A manger? I got to see this." And so they went. It was a privilege that wasn't granted to Herod. It wasn't a privilege granted to Caiaphas, the high priest, or to Caesar Augustus, the emperor, but bestowed again on such unlikely candidates, these meager tenders of sheep. Coarse, rough men, tough, weather-beaten skin, probably had manners to match. Average Joe, everyday guys. In fact, if the angels would have come today, it could have been people sitting here right in the pews. But that's who they went to. That's who it was shared with. Luther said in one of his Christmas sermons that an angel of the Lord came by and changed their career paths. He made them apostles, prophets, children of God. And as we look at those shepherds, we see ourselves. We have been joined to them because the shepherds teach us that that true, ultimate, lasting joy is for each and every one of us. And it can be found right here, right now, in whoever we are and whatever role that we have. These ordinary people, after they had seen the child, they spread the word concerning what had been told them, and they returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. There was joy for them in that manger. And as they returned to their work and their normal routine, they realized that everything in their lives had changed. As they went back to their normal lives and their normal routines, that joy of Christmas just overflowed so that they were sharing that Christmas joy with everyone around them. Today, tomorrow, later in the week, you'll return to your routine too. Husband, wife, daughter, son, executive, homemaker, student, butcher, baker, candlestick maker, you'll return to your life, your normal routine. And for whoever you are, there is joy for you this morning. Not just in some future aspiration or some other situation, but right here and right now. Not in that special white Christmas you remember from your childhood, not in family gathered around the table or good friends, good food, good fun, though all of those are precious to us. Rather, there's joy to be found first on this planet of ours in the face of the newborn babe of Bethlehem, which was the very face of God. And there is joy in this one Jesus who bore our sorrows and took on our burdens of all the world into his own heart, which is the very heart of God. And there is joy in this one Jesus who took all our hurt and all our guilt into his own body and his death, which was the death of God. And there is joy in this one Jesus who lives to give us eternal life, which is the very gift of God. Yeah, there is joy for you today, whoever you are. In his holy gospel, the word of God, there is joy for you in his holy supper, the Christ child's very body and blood offered up as that precious ransom and sacrifice for your sin and mine. And there is joy today that reaches from the manger to the very realms of heaven. The joy of Christmas right here, right now, God with us. And that is good news and great joy. And it's for you. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.